Mineral Area College Basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com is your voice for Cardinal Athletics.
Great feet by Jones that time, and great hands as she slapped it away. Max on the run. Winner has it. Right side layup. Got it! Haley Winner's got 4 points, and it was all started by great defense by Kenzie Jones.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win. Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for conference and district championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Mineral Area on an 8-1 push. And now a ball tapped away. Trent's got it. Trent pushing it the other way. It's a 4-on-3. Right side layup. Yes, sir! Lamar Morgan with the assist from Trent. Here come the Cardinals!
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio AM 800, KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com. Now let's go courtside for your pregame show.
One more time at the Bob. Chad Speaker here, Kevin Thurman alongside. And Kevin, when we broadcast the final regular season game right here at the Bob Secrest Field House, we said, hey, we're hoping for one more. We didn't know if it would be the women or the men, but we've got one more time. We've got 40 minutes to try to get it to the national tournament for the first time for these Mineral Area College ladies.
Yeah, and if you would have said that about a month ago, we'd have said, you got to be kidding me, right?
Yep.
But these girls have really played well here at the end of the season and came on strong, peaked at the right time, and was able to win the Region 16 championship.
16-15, and have a chance to go to the national tournament. They've won 5 of 6, Kevin, and every single one of those victories was a win against the team that beat them earlier this year.
Yeah, they went on to beat the top seed, the third seed, and the fourth seed, all in the Region 16 tournament against teams that they've lost to previous. So girls are really playing well right now.
Coach Gary Cutch said he thought the big one was the road victory at Mobley. Hadn't won there in 2 years. You're on the road. You lost there twice during the regular season. And he thought that was the victory that kind of got them going in the tournament.
You know, it's funny he said that because I was thinking that today. I think the season turned when they were getting drilled or hammered or really getting beat pretty bad. And in the fourth quarter, these girls all of a sudden found it. It seemed like
Are you talking about the second game at Moberly?
Yes, the second game at Moberly when they were up there playing, and all of a sudden they were down a lot, several points, and we're talking close to 30, I believe.
Yeah, they were down. They went on a 31-6 run to make it an 8-point game.
Yeah, so they really made a good comeback, and I thought, boy, if they could just play like this, if they could put that fourth quarter together, and they have. They started building on those quarters, and they had quarters just like that, and they've had now several games where they put 4 good quarters together, and that's what it's going to take. And another thing is they've had a couple of the freshmen step up. Olivia White has been huge. The 6'3", 6'4", girl down low has good hands. She's got a nice little jump shot. She runs the floor super well. Haley Winter, who's one of the leaders in assists. She's also one of the leaders in turnovers. She's really cut down on those turnovers and is really playing well. And she also plays lockdown defense. She does everything so well. And she's kind of peaking at the right time, too, because I've always said, as she goes, is how this team goes.
That's true. Matt got hammered on the road at Three Rivers in the first Region 16 game of the year. Lost by 30. Turned it around. Lost by 34, in fact. Turned it around. Beat Three Rivers right here by 20 points. Now, they lost the state fair here, Kevin. That was the only loss during this span, but they played a lot better than they played them on the road. And then you go to Moberly, you beat a team that's beat you twice. You knock off a Crowder team that's beat you twice for the championship game. I don't know if there's a team out there that this ladies team doesn't think they can beat right now.
Yeah, this renewed confidence that they have all of a sudden now, if they can keep that going, I like our chances to win this game. You know, another thing, too, is we're playing a really good Iowa Western team. But they don't, watching them warm up, they don't have a lot of super, size. Like, they don't have, to me, it seems like Mac really struggles in size, and they really struggle giving up offensive rebounds. I'm hoping that tonight that won't be much of a worry as much, because that's two things we really look for is offensive rebounds, how many do we give up, and how many turnovers do we have.
Yeah.
You cut those two things down, we got a good shot to win.
And when Mac does that, the only other thing that can beat him is great shooting from the outside.
Right.
Well, that's an Iowa Western team that shoots 27% from three. So I'm kind of with you. I think they have a chance in this thing. Iowa Western ranked 25th in the country. They're 23-8. They're a great ball club. But a couple of those losses have come against teams that Mineral Area College has beaten. Arkansas Baptist and Jeffco knocked them off.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jeffco, who did not win a Region 16 game, actually went up to Iowa Western and beat them up there by 2 points. And so So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance.
That's right.
We'll talk to the coaches coming up next. We'll have a chat with Gary Cook, the Mineral Area College Cardinals, and Lindsey Vandehoof of Iowa Western. We'll do that after this 30-second pause right here on KREI.
You know that floor you've been dreaming up for so long? Well, it's time to make it a reality because Hopkins Floor Company is offering 20% off all installation and labor on any job, large or small, during March. Hopkins Flooring is the area's leader in all types of flooring, from carpet and tile to laminate and hardwood, and their selection is second to none. So stop imagining what could be and start making your home what it's meant to be and save 20% on all installation and labor during March. That's only at Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67, south of Festus.
Great to be coached by Coach, or great to be joined by Coach Vandy. I was saying Vandehoof, and they said, she said, that coach call me Coach Vandy. Great year for you, 23-8. You're ranked in the top 25 now, and you don't even have a double-digit score on your team. How are you doing this?
Well, we have different people that step up, and kind of similar to Mineral Area, we've had just girls that are ready to go when it's their time, and they've really embraced our philosophy, and our program is about family, and playing just unselfish and basketball and just going out there and doing what you can for the team. So that's what's really showcased in certain situations when you get into maybe a matchup problem, well, someone else is ready to go. Mm-hmm. And what's cool about it is the girls are so supportive of whoever's moment that is for them and embrace it, and that's that whole family feel. So that's what's really cool about it.
That's great. Yeah. How do you look at Mac? You know, a 500 ball club, but playing really well right now.
Guess what? It's second season.
Yeah.
They're 3-0. Mm-hmm. They're not 500. They're 3-0. You know, and I think that's what our girls, we respect the fact that they're playing really good basketball right now, and you should never overlook anyone. We talk about that, and what a great region 16 is. We definitely admire it, and we know it's a tough, you guys got tough competition day in and day out. So they've been against the top teams, and they know what they got to do to get it done, and we're obviously at Mineral Area in their house, and they're going to play really good basketball here, so we got to be ready to go. I mean, it's definitely not about the regular season record at this point. It's about what you've done postseason, and they're ready to go, and we're hopefully ready too.
Now the scouts tell me you like to turn people over, get those transition buckets. Is that the MO?
Well, we're definitely defense oriented. I mean, I think if you look at obviously our scoring and all that, I mean, we have to rely on our defensive ability and what we can do full court, half court. And so hopefully, I mean, they've got a lot of different threats that we're going to have to be ready to guard and match up with, so hopefully we can do it tonight, but you never know.
Thanks for your time, and other than this game, all the best.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's Coach Vandy on our pregame. Back with more after this on KREI.
PharmX Pharmacy is the destination for all your immunizations. We're gearing up for the vaccination season and are stocked up and ready for you. PharmX Pharmacy offers flu shots, shingles vaccines, Prevnar 13, which helps to prevent pneumonia, and many more. Visit PharmX Pharmacy in Potosi, Ledington, Bonterre, Imperial, and our newest location in Festus. You can also find us online at pharmx-rx.com. PharmX Pharmacy, service the way it should be.
Got to be joined by Coach Gary Cook now, Mineral Area College head coach. And how about this? 40 minutes from the national tournament, huh? At home. That's all right.
That's not bad. Would you have thought that about a week ago?
Well, maybe not 2 weeks ago, but maybe last week. Yeah. Last week was a fun week, huh?
It was super. It was one of the best I've had as a coach.
Really?
Yeah. I liked it. It was... You know, they came to play, and that's all you want them to do. Nobody gave up.
No, that's true. Iowa Western ranked nationally, 25th, 23-8. They've had a nice year. But, you know, looking at their schedule, some of their losses, I'm not saying are bad losses, but they're against teams that you've beaten. I don't think this is a team that you can't play with, certainly.
Oh, I think we can play with them.
Yeah.
Like I said to you one other time, I think we can play with anybody but NEO.
Right. Yeah.
NEO look
maybe
like
Connecticut.
NEO look like UCLA. But we've been watching a lot of film and feel like, you know, if we guard and take care of their pressure, mm-hmm. it's like all the others, you know, that try to do all that stuff to us. And And, you know, you just got to have faith in your kids and that they're mentally prepared. And that's what this is now, mental preparation, mm-hmm. more so than physical preparation.
Was that the difference in the tournament and leading up to it? Do you think it was the mental stuff?
I really do. Yeah. You know, I don't know a whole lot, but after 43 years of doing this, you got to be ready for what you're going to do. You know, whatever it is, a concert or whatever it is, you know, if you're going to play a piano or sell something, you got to be prepared, and it's mental.
1-5-6, and I like the fact that it's been such a team deal. You know, you get a couple of games from Olivia White with 18 and 20 points. Casey gives you 5 threes in one of the games. Keandra Perry goes for 19, and, you know, Haley Winter, of course, has been a mainstay. Golden hits the boards, but everybody's been a part of it.
Yeah, and we said that after our last game. You know, this is a true team win. You know, all of you are involved, and it's coming together. And like you say, let's do it for another 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Iowa Western is I don't know about style of play, but they're a little bit like Moberly. They don't have a double digit score, but everybody does score for them.
Right, they play 10 deep, so. Yeah. You know, or 5 deep, 10 people. I would imagine if they didn't share so much time, there'd be a couple that could really go off on you. I really like their perimeter game. They're big people inside. If you let them go inside, they're gonna be tough on you. That's, you know, and they run that... your Kansas high-low offense, and so we ran that several years ago. But and she's a good coach. She has them playing a little different style than Jimmy Turgeon did, who was up there for a long time and now is a head coach in Colorado. And she'll be good. They'll be good.
All right. Maybe you will, too. Have fun.
Yeah, I hope so.
Gary Cuck joining us on pregame. We're back with more after this on KREI.
Well, I finally improved my credit score.
What? The band is about to be discovered. Rock gods don't need to worry about credit scores. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, make ridiculous on-tour requests, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
Yeah, I'm not banking my retirement on a band that's never left your garage.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Missouri Net Sports Director Bill Pollack shares his love of sports every day on Missouri Net.
You know those pickup games in your neighborhood? You had that one kid that always announced the action? Yeah, I was that guy. Growing up, I turned the sound down on the TV and announced ball games. I wanted to be the next Harry Carey. Now at Missouri Net, I imagine you and I having a cold beverage, eating wings, talking sports. For 2 minutes, we set aside reality to discuss something we're both passionate about. I love my job.
Your state, your sports, Missouri Net.
We're your official government weather reporting station, the voice of Missouri's Parkland. AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Ironton, the Arcadia Valley.
Let's join the MAC choir now for the national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light? Well, so broadly we met at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars to the perilous fight, for the brothers we watched as so gallantly streaming. And the
Thank you.
Tremendous rendition of our national anthem right there. It's a great way to get things started. That was the Mack Choir, wasn't it, Kevin?
That was the North County High School Choir.
Okay, okay.
And, boy, they were fabulous.
Glad you're around so our listeners know what the heck is going on. The last guy that I saw before we went on the air was Coach Copeland.
Yep.
Who went to the national tournament.
Well, you think that's a good sign?
I think it's a good
sign.
Yeah,
I think so,
what
too.
What do you think?
I think it's a real good sign.
Let's meet our starters. For the 23-8 Iowa Western Reavers, I like the mascot. It'll be, now, follow along with me on the names. Lottie Adipaiju, she is a 5'10 sophomore out of Spain. Dalia Ania is a 5'5 freshman also out of Spain, Barcelona. Alicia Mountain from Eckhart, Nebraska, a 5'7 sophomore. Jose Johns is from McHenry, Illinois. She's a 6-foot freshman. And Malise Uchar is a 5'9 sophomore from Ankara, Turkey. The Mineral Area College Cardinals will start Haley Winter, a 5'6 sophomore from Australia. She leads them on the stat sheet in nearly every category. Laura Dick goes 5'10, a sophomore from Australia. Allie Golden from Potosi is a 5'9 freshman. Olivia Casey goes 5'7, a freshman from Park Hill Central. And Olivia White's in the starting lineup, a 6'4 freshman out of Erin, Texas. Haley Winter averaging 12.5 points, 6.8 assists, or 6.8 rebounds, 6.5 assists, 2.3 steals. She leads them in every category, and she's fourth in the country in assists per game. The Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals in their white uniforms, they've got gray shoulders and gray on the bottom of the shorts. They've got red numbers and letters with a black outline. The Reavers from Iowa Western are in their black uniforms with blue numbers and letters and a black outline. Matt going to push it right to left as Kevin and I look at and describe the action to you in the first half. And Iowa Western will go left to right. Jumping it up for Iowa Western, Jose Johns, and she'll go against Olivia White from Mineral Area College.
Yes, yeah, so notably absent from the starting lineup is Shelby Moon. Shelby's been out of practice most of this week with a medical issue. She just finally got cleared last night, so she is able to go today. So that's good news.
That is good news that she got cleared. We hope she feels better, too. The officials go to the center circle. The ball's in the air, and the tap is won by the Reavers. They'll give it to their point guard, Ania. Ania swings it quickly to the left wing. That's to Ukar. Ukar now to the head of the circle. It's Mountain with the basketball. Back to the left wing, Ania. Ania works back to the right side. Mountain now over on that right wing. Uchar tries the three. Missed it. Haley Winter dove in for the rebound. Lost it off of her knee. And then it's in and out of the hands of Olivia White. It bounces all the way into the backcourt. And Iowa Western tracks it down. Now, we've used the term Reavers, the mascot of Iowa Western. It probably is not in your everyday parlance. What it is it is a river pirate. A Reaver is a river pirate, and the river pirates just hit a three, and that was Dalia Ania out of Barcelona, Spain. So a 3-0 lead early on. Iowa Western then steals it away. Ania grabs it, heads the other way, flips it over to the left side. Layup will not fall, though, for Mountain. But the rebound and the stick back goes from Lottie Ajayapu. She's got her first two, and it's a 5-0 lead for Iowa Western. Mack basketball crossing the timeline. Laura Dick gets the pass from Haley Winter. Kevin, one of the, I think, differences in this team as White gets it deep and missed it on the block shot. Johns took care of that one, is how they've dealt with adversity. Yes, they still have turned the ball over during their good stretch, but they've responded to things that have gone poorly, I think, much better than they did earlier in the year.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And again, the things we're worried about is turnovers, offensive rebounds. So far, they've had a turnover that resulted in points, and then an offensive rebound that resulted in points. So those are some keys to keep an eye on.
Johns misses it from straight on, 16 feet. And Mack has it back. Here's Golden, pump fake from the free throw line, pulls it back around, and now they'll lob it underneath to White. White to the right corner, Winter. Haley looking for White once again, now drives it and is held on the drive. The foul coming on the floor and whistled against Alicia Mountain out of Elkhorn, Nebraska. Her first and the first foul going against either side. 8:15 remaining in the first quarter of play. Mack basketball right at the bucket along the baseline. Winter plays it in for Casey. Right back to Winter. Winter, three ball. All that rattled in and out. It was halfway down, I swear. Long rebound, Iowa Western controls. Mountain works with it. Plays to Ania, head of the circle. Ania now to Adipaiju. And Adipaiju drives it. Bounces it to Uchar over to the right wing. Oh, the three-pointer is banked in by Ania. So she's got six, and it's an 8-0 charge out of the gate here by the Reavers. Mac basketball, bounce over the right wing, Dick. Dick bounces to Golden. Golden, right baseline, just outside of the lane. She slams her way inside and then airballs it over the top. Backside rebound taken down by Johns. She averages 4.5 of those on the year. 8-0 start for the Reavers out of Iowa Western. Bouncer to the right elbow. Adepaiju swings it over the left wing. Oh, that three-pointer was halfway down by Uchar, but fortunately it spun back out. Winter brings it down the floor. Over to the right wing, she's got it. They've got Casey in the corner, and now Dick looks for a drive. Maybe got away with steps, missed the shot anyway, so it doesn't matter. And Ania has the rebound. Ania racing past Dick across the timeline. Sets it up on the left wing, raises her left fist and calls out the play. Now to Adepaiju with it. Over to the right wing. This is Uchar. Uchar ahead of the circle, back to the right wing, and there's Haley Winter ever in the passing lanes, and she deflects that one out of bounds. Iowa Western basketball, they'll put it in play right in front of the Mineral Area College bench. Standing there to do the honors is Uchar out of Ankara, Turkey. So from Turkey to Spain, Dalia Ania has the basketball at the head of the circle, working to Mountain. Mountain to the left wing, Adepaiju now. Adepaiju has it over to Ania, head of the circle, another three, and wow, this is trouble time now as yeah. Ania hit her third three of the game. She's got 9, and it's an 11-0 start for Iowa Western as Mack turns it over again, and the ball tapped out of bounds by Ania. So Mack will have it back, and Gary Cook's got to apply a tourniquet to this thing.
Well, you know, going into this game, I was talking to DJ Hardy, the assistant coach, and he said that Ania was one that he really worried about because she, at the end of this year, has really been kind of catching fire, got a lot of confidence. So, and he's right. So far, three threes right off the bat.
Yeah, and banked one in.
One of them was banked.
She's living life well, apparently, too.
Yeah, but what the problem is she's had three open looks at those threes, and that's part of the problem.
And, you know, we thought about this and talked a little bit about it before the game as we keep it right here during this timeout. Kevin, we know that Mineral Area plays that pack line defense. Their job is to keep everything in front and outside, and by its very nature, it will give you an open look from three. And we thought, well, Iowa Western, they shoot less than 28% from three. So,
right.
You know, maybe that's okay. It's not okay right now.
Well, anyway. I mean, I would think coaches over there saying, okay, well, one person we need to guard, you know, out there is number four. And so don't let her get those shots off because those haven't been challenged. We got to see what she can do, how she does, you know, when she's challenged.
It becomes abundantly clear quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She leads them with makes on the air, but only 24. So actually less than 1 3-point make per game for her. And, well, she's busted three already.
Yeah.
And not even 4 minutes in.
You like to have a start like that. If you've only made 1 3 all year and you're 3.5 minutes into the game and you've already got you got three.
Yeah.
She's on pace to make about what?
Too many.
about 40 this game. So yeah, we want to one a minute. That's too many.
11-0. Iowa Western has come in here and they've pounced on these Cardinals. And let's see how Mack responds after the timeout by Coach Cuck. Haley Winter runs that point. She's guarded by Mountain. It's half-court man-to-man defense played by Iowa Western. A pass over to the left baseline, Golden. Golden swings it high to Dick. Dick now looks to the right corner but can't get Casey open. Now Casey going to drive around that left side, around the left side of the lane. Winter pump fake on the three, lobs to White underneath, and White scores it, but tremendous vision by Winter there.
That was a great pass. It was kind of a cross court to the other side of the rim to be able to catch her open on the screen over there, and she's kind of, as she screened off her defender.
20 feet out, she goes cross key to the opposite block with a tremendous look by Haley Winter, fourth in the country in assists per game at 6.4. Top of the key, Iowa Western basketball. Ania has it now, swings over to the left wing. Another three and another make. It's Uchar this time. Wow, this Iowa Western team has come out bombing. 14-2. Iowa Western leads. They lead by 12. And Haley Winter just willed her way to the rim right there, fought her way through, and she finishes with a layup on the left side. 14-4, a 10-point advantage for Iowa Western. Reavers basketball, Mountain at the head of the circle, looking underneath, nobody there, so she throws up a three, and fortunately that one doesn't go down. Winter comes out with a good rebound, crossover dribble now, gets to the middle of the lane, drives it all the way through, left the layup short. Boy, she had that lane too. As Moon getting set to come in, along with Keandra Perry, next dead ball. The Reavers have some subs there as well. Iowa Western calls out play number four from player number four, Ania, and hopefully they don't get 4 points on this play. A back cut, Mountain had it. Dick caught a piece of her. Maybe even fouled her, but no call. The officials were in good position right there. It's a 14-4 advantage for Iowa Western, and a deflection goes right to Golden, and she scores it. Oh, about time we got a bounce.
Yeah, we'll take that. That was a great deflection. Went right to Allie, right on the other side of the rim where she could put it right up and in.
Mass substitutions coming up next dead ball. We've got an 8-point game, 14-6. And now from the right wing, this jumper is straight through by Malise Ukar, and she's got five. Wow, these Reavers haven't missed much so far today. They shoot 43% from the field overall on the year. They're above that so far. Dick at the head of the circle. It's a 10-point advantage for the Reavers, 16-6. And now here's a drive by Winter. Haley gets deep in the paint, swings it outside. Dick for three, missed it, short. And the rebound back down to Ania, and she is fouled 80 feet away from the basket by Haley Winter.
Yeah, you hate to see Haley pick up a foul like that. It's kind of a senseless foul. I guess you could say it's way away from the basket. No need to pick up her foul there.
Anzaria Floyd out of Racine, Wisconsin, checks in. Carmen Ramey out of Aurora, Colorado, and Destiny Tooks from Milwaukee. It's the domestic substitutions for Iowa Western this time. And here's Hannah Tallien out of Australia checking in for Mac. And she's joined by Shelby Moon from Neelyville, Missouri, and Keandra Perry from Jonesboro, Arkansas. So substitutions all over the floor. Now here's a drive left of the lane. And that one straight into the teeth of the defense by Uchar. And it's taken away by Mack. We're going the other way. Keandra Perry attacks with the left hand as she rises to the rim. She loses the ball. And it's taken back away by Iowa Western. Looked like Floyd came across the line, but not all of her body plus the ball.
Right.
And so it's not a backcourt violation. And the official does a nice job communicating with the Mineral Area College bench on exactly what he saw right there. And now here's a foul away from the ball. It'll be a moving screen. I believe they're going to whistle Tooks for that one. We'll wait and see. Indeed, it will be Tooks. And here comes Jolie Carswell checking in for Mineral Area. So Coach Cuck has gone 9 deep. Iowa Western has gone 8 deep so far. Full court pressure by the Reavers. Haley Winter stands along the baseline, ready to put this one in play. Does so to Carswell. Carswell to Keandra Perry in the backcourt. Perry, right hand to the left hand. Sprints across the timeline. Takes it right down the middle of the lane. She lost it going up again, but at least it was deflected this time by Iowa Western.
Yeah, Perry kind of, she sees the goal, and she's straight to the goal sometimes, and she's just got all eyes on the goal, but got lucky, got that one deflected out of bounds.
Mack on the inbound to Carswell, and Carswell gets a little touch right there. Knocks it off the back of the iron and in, 16-8. And the Reavers have doubled up Mack, and I'd rather have the Reavers go on a big run early than late, Kevin.
I agree.
Time to get back in this thing. Head of the circle three, and this one is off to the side. It will not fall by Ramey, but another offensive rebound. And here's a stick back from the right baseline that falls for Ali Verzani. So, Kevin, you had mentioned and noticed that Iowa Western was getting those offensive rebounds early on, and they got another one right there.
Yeah, you've got to really do a good job of blocking out and trying to get every rebound you possibly can, not to give up those offensive rebounds.
Stop and go drive by Haley Winter. Just missed a wide open layup, but somehow gets her own rebound. Moon, left wing, Moon ball,
there we
and
go.
It connects!
There we go.
Shelby Moon tricks the trigger on a triple, and we've got a 7-point ball game. And Lindsay Vandyhoop wants to talk it over. 2:14 remaining in the first. 18-11, Iowa Western red hot. They haven't knocked these Cardinals out yet. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main and Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
We'd like to thank our sponsors for allowing us to bring you coverage of this district national playoff game. The winner gets into the national tournament. Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston, Mineral Area College sponsoring our coverage. Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington. Big three by Shelby Moon right there. She got in the lineup, Kevin. First time she touched it, bingo, three ball.
I'm glad to see that, too, especially this week, not knowing for sure if she's going to be available tonight. You know, again, finding out late last night that she's available, and as soon as she comes in the game, makes a big impact.
Knowing Shelby, there's nobody that wants to play more than her,
oh,
too.
Oh, for sure.
So an inbound to the backcourt. A little token pressure. Iowa Western basketball. This is Ania with the basketball, guarded by Winter. 18-11, a 7-point advantage for Iowa Western. They play it to the right elbow, and that's over there to Anjapaidu. Now work it back outside, and they do back it out to the head of the circle, Mountain. Mountain swings it over to the right wing. Floyd looking for the drive. Moon does a great job staying in front of her, making that a very difficult shot. And they're going to say it's a foul, but it's not going to be on Moon. Instead, it'll be on Floyd trying to use the forearm to throw her away. Now, we know that Moon is quick, but, Kevin, one of the problems she's had is keeping
fouls,
people in
yeah,
front this
yeah,
year.
She's been fouling a lot.
Or fouling, too, right. And that time she did both really well.
She did. In fact, she also prevented a basket because she actually scored on that play. So that was a great job on defense by Haley.
Winner splits a double team. Moon saves the loose ball. And we're back out to Haley at the head of the circle. She calls out play number four. 18-11, the Reavers leading your Mineral Area College Cardinals. Left wing, Moon. Moon spins about a 180. Now back cut. This is Perry. Perry slashing to the goal. What a move by Perry. Now the shot won't fall, but there's
fall.
A foul on the floor. But an incredible demonstration of body control as the defender switched out right there. And it's just amazing that she didn't travel with that basketball.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it was a foul before the basket, but, boy, that would have been something else if they would have let that basket count.
The inbound goes to Perry. Now to the right wing, Winter. Shot clock reset. 1:20 remaining in the first quarter. 18-11. Iowa Western leading it. They were up 11-0. They score the first 11 points of this game. And now there's a backhanded bounce pass underneath to Tallene. Now Hannah shoots 62% on the year, but couldn't get that one to fall down. That's a shot she usually makes. Iowa Western with the basketball to the left wing, Floyd. She was the one that drove it last time. Floyd kicks it, Ania, right wing three. Finally missed one, and Carswell has the rebound. Now out to Winter. Hopefully Ania used them all up early.
Well, they did a switch. They put Haley Winter on her, and Haley's such a good job on defense, and she was well defended on that shot.
Pretty good offensively, too.
Pretty good offensively. Speaking of Haley Winter, she did a nice job there rolling to the basket and getting the layup.
The drive on the right side, and that is the Winter. Like, if you're naming a play, that's the Winter.
Yeah.
She drives.
That's right.
She fakes a pass to the right corner,
she lays it in. Yeah, that's her signature move.
So Haley's got four, and we've got a 5-point game.
Yeah.
It's been a 13-7 push by Mack to get back into this thing. Half a minute remaining here in this first quarter. Ania with the basketball. She's guarded by Winter, as Kevin told us on that defensive switch. A handoff to Mountain, back to the right wing, Ania. Ania lobs it now to Johns. Johns turns with the left hand hook shot. That's a strong
that
play.
Was a nice hook shot there. That sure was. Nice job by Johns.
Jose Johns hooks it in with the left hand. 15 seconds remaining. And a drive by Kia Perry to the left baseline. Tallene missed it. Kia's got the rebound. 5-footer wouldn't go. Couple of great looks as Carswell got it and tried to throw it back in. Matt couldn't buy one on that possession right there as Ania throws up a 35-footer at the buzzer that will not fall. I'll give you the good news and the bad news. The bad news is Mineral Area College was down 11-0. Good news is after one, they trailed by only 7. 20-13, Iowa Western on top. Your second quarter coming up right after this one-minute pause on KREI.
Your vacation? Sure. Why not spend it like you do every other day? On land, surrounded by more land, doing land stuff, like driving on land. The most exotic thing you'll do on your landlocked vacation, accidentally lock eyes with the truck driver in the next lane. Next time, take a cruise instead. Play Powerball Power Cruise from the Missouri Lottery and enter at MoLottery.com to win one of 45 Royal Caribbean cruises for two. Once on board, you could win up to $50,000.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Leads Mineral Area College by 7. We're headed to the second quarter. The winner goes to Lubbock, Texas to play in the 2017 NJCAA National Tournament. Boy, a big right hook by Iowa Western. They scored the game's first 11 points, but Cardinals have gotten off the mat. They've responded. We've got a game going here. As we start the second quarter, it'll be Moon, Winter, Kia Perry, Allie Golden, and Jolie Carswell. Mack basketball, they lob it in to Moon. So Moon running the point right here. Got Perry to her right, Winter to her left. going to direct a little traffic now. Winner comes over to grab it on the right corner. Looks underneath, nobody there. And a little back cut by Carswell, but the ball was 30 feet away from her. Can't get her the ball there. Now Haley goes to the left-hand, drives, fires to Moon. Ball deflected by Iowa Western. Moon with 8-7. Moon behind the back, bounces to Winter. 3, left wing, missed it long, and a long rebound tracked down by Ania. Ania bounces it forward. That's to Uchar, and they play catch to get it across the timeline. Uchar has it on that right wing, plays it back up to the head of the circle to Ania, and now she bounces to Adepaiju. Adepaiju now to the right wing. This is Ania. Ania curls it down underneath to Johns. Johns with a big step to the middle of the lane. Now fires back to the head of the circle. Mountain drives, fires, missed it. Golden had the rebound, and it was knifed away from her, but a hatchet job against Iowa Western, and she's fouled by Uchar. The fourth team foul against Iowa Western. I was looking up at the scoreboard and noticed they weren't keeping pace, so had to count on my sheet right there.
Oh, yeah.
Now here's a drive by Kia Perry to Golden along the left baseline, working back out to Winter at the head of the circle. Winter looks for the drive, steps into the lane, fires it back out, and now a drive by Moon. Moon sneaks in underneath, pass intended for Golden. She couldn't hold it, and a loose ball taken by Adepaiju. Now working back up the floor, and Iowa Western will play it in the half court. Ania slashing in, throws a bouncer to the left, low block, and score that one for Johns, and she's going to the free throw line. Well, the initial drive that time by the point guard, Ania, creating that play because your post defender now has to help, and all of a sudden Johns is open for the shot, and now a foul whistled against Jolie Carswell. So Johns goes to the free throw line. Jose Johns, spelled J-A-Z-Z-A, Jose Johns. Showed us a good hook shot earlier for the left hand. Finished through traffic that time. And the margin now 9. The lefty goes to the free throw line and pumps that one in. And she's got 5. And the lead is back to 10 for Iowa Western. 23-13. Kia Perry brings it down the floor. Back in a bouncer to Moon between the circles. Back to Kia right wing. Lob underneath. And that pass was intended for White. But terrific feat by Jose Johns. She just went right around White and snatched that one away. White's got to hold her on her hip right there. 8 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the first half, 23-13. Over to the right wing, there's a drive by Uchar, got all the way in and scores that one on a layup. And Kevin, what I'm noticing is just the team speed of this Iowa Western ball club.
Well, they are quick, and you're right, we've got to do a better job of not letting them get to the basket so easily. We've got to be able to slide our feet on defense, keep them away from the basket, and challenge those threes.
25-13, and the lead is now 12, matching the largest lead for Iowa Western. They led 14-2. Here comes Mackenzie Smith checking in for Keandra Perry. Kia Perry with really an incredible performance in that Region 16 semifinal game against Three Rivers, scored 19 points and just absolutely on fire, as locked in as anybody we've seen this year. Mac basketball, but they trail by 12. 25-13. Put it in play to the left wing, Winter. Winter looking for White. Instead, it'll be the high post, free throw line, Golden. Golden slams her way inside, missed it, got her own rebound, and then lost it out of bounds. 25-13, 7 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the first half. Iowa Western basketball. Mac going to put on a full court press right here. Full court man-to-man. Troubled by the Reavers getting the ball in play. Finally, they do. To Adepaiju. And Adepaiju going to work it backward to Floyd. Floyd brings it across the timeline. Mackenzie Smith guards her there. Floyd back and forth she goes. Crossover once and twice. And now another drive by Ania. Missed the runner. But underneath, it's Johns with the rebound. And the stick back is blocked right back to her by White. Oh, Winter throws it up the floor. And that one was anticipated by Adepaiju. Intercepted it. And Moon is down on the floor, holding her leg. The officials, well, the officials called a foul on Adepaiju there. Huh?
No. As she stole it, she stepped out of bounds.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, it looked like a foul.
Yeah, as
me.
She stole it, she stepped out of bounds, so okay. The ball is coming back to Minnow area. But, you know, Haley's got to watch those long passes. You know, she's early in the season, she threw a bunch of those away. Lately, she's been doing a good job of making pinpoint passes, but that one was kind of a little careless.
And it's back to the infirmary for Moon for a little bit.
Yeah,
hopefully
it's nothing serious.
Winter now has it on the left wing. A little sidestep back to the head of the circle. Slashes in, kicks to the right corner. Golden Golden works it back out front. This is Dick. Dick looks for the drive. Crossover dribble. Pump fake. Got the defender up. Now slips it underneath for White. White back outside. And it's McKenzie Smith working to Golden on the left wing. Golden misses from 17 feet. Rebound taken down by the Reavers. And they'll spin it over to their point guard, Ania, who has just shown a tremendous ability to drive the basketball and shoot the basketball. She has been the highlight of the game so far for the Reavers as she's dropped in 4 3-point makes. Ania on the right wing. Looks down to the corner, nobody there. 7 on the shot clock, guarded by Smith. Ania skip pass left wing, Adepaiju with 4-3. Adepaiju drives to the left baseline. Ball slapped away by Golden, and the shot clock goes off. And Todd Tuck is up and off the bench. That's the kind of defensive possession he'd like to see more of.
Yeah, that was outstanding. That was outstanding.
Let's thank New Era Bank of Farmington and State Farm agent Eric Trice of Farmington for sponsoring our coverage of the Mineral Area College Cardinal postseason right here on KREI. Full court pressure by Iowa Western. Laura Dick has it in that far left corner, standing over by Kirby the Cardinal. And she puts it in play to Haley Winter. Winter takes it across the half-court stripe. Golden swings from the low to the high post. Can't find her there. They lob it underneath to White, and White does a great job of holding her spot and then disengaging from the defender. But she slammed it hard off the backboard and airmailed it over the top of everything. Backside rebounds, Anaya Jackson. Jackson brings it into the Iowa Reavers front court set. They'll spin it over the left wing to Floyd. Floyd works it back over to Jackson, top of the key. Jackson has a player, Verzani, locked down underneath. Verzani is in a double team. Work it back outside. Jackson drives. Fires it over the top of White and scored it. That's a tremendous shot by Jackson because I thought White did a great job with the help side defense right there.
Yeah, she had to arc that shot way over her head there to be able to get that ball in the basket.
There's a lob to White, and once again, Mack gets it deep in the low post, and they air ball the shot. And the foul against Laura Dick as Jackson had the rebound and tried to quickly dribble it out of the back. Mineral Area looking at its largest deficit of the game right now, 27-13. 5:35 remaining in the first half. 27-13, the Reavers of Iowa Western leading Mineral Area College with the basketball. Over to the right wing, Mountain has it underneath. Verzani goes to work against White. And now back out to Jackson at the top of the key to the right wing. They swing it to Mountain. Mountain to Verzani. Double team quickly there. And they work it back outside. Working the inside-outside game. And this time the pass is too far away from Verzani. And out of bounds.
That was another good defensive effort there for the Cardinals. That's a good sign.
Another sub here for Iowa Western. Destiny Tooks checks back in the ball game. Mac basketball, but they're working from 14 down right here. Haley Winter brings it across the half-court stripe with her left hand. Pushes it over to the right wing to Smith. Smith looking at the head of the circle. Casey, a three. Missed it off to the left. White skies high for the rebound and banks it in. Olivia White with points number 3 and 4, and the margin is 12 for the Reavers.
That was good for Olivia. Last couple of times she's got the ball, she's really thrown it over the backboard, kind of airball their last two, so nice to get her back in the groove there.
Dribble weave handoff for Iowa Western. Now they'll throw it left wing to Ania. Ania plays it to the top of the key. They work a little high-low right there. It's Coach Cuck referenced on her pregame, so they love that high-low look. Jumper by Jackson for the right elbow missed. Smith clears the rebound, and then the ball slapped out of bounds off the right hand of Destiny Tooks. Mack will have it back. 4:23 remaining in the second period, 27-15, and a timeout now on the floor. We're going to step aside with them. We'll be back after this one-minute pause right here on KREI.
$13,995. Do we have your attention? That's the price. The price of a brand-new tractor with loader at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. From LS Tractor, the major brand distributor, we can offer the XG3025 tractor with loader as low as $13,995. That's a 25-horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick-attach loader and skid-steer quick-attach bucket. Modern stylish design. This compact four-wheel drive tractor is smart in design and style with that distinctive blue color. Synchronized shuttle shift transmission makes changing directions easier and has more operating speeds than other in its class. More legroom with side-mounted gear levers. Maximizes space and makes getting off this tractor easier. The adjustable seat keeps you comfortable, and we know the better the ride, the longer you'll want to work. So get your farm and home projects complete this spring with your favorite color of blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredibly priced $13,995. Stop by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington, and see what all the fuss is about. Or give us a call at 573-756-5000. 4353.
Well, Mineral Area College ladies in a hole, 27 to 15. That was a sneeze, by the way. I beg your pardon.
It's all right. I was wondering what was going on over there, but now we know.
I think we only had one of those this year on the air. All right, so Max in a hole. That's the story. 27-15, but they've been in a hole this season. They know how to come back. Full court pressure by the Reavers. Olivia Casey, she's a state champ. She knows how to play under pressure. Plays it into Shelby Moon. Shelby Moon quickly trapped. The double team bounces it around that to Smith. And for the first time, we see Haley Winter not in the ball game. Smith gets around two defenders and then drives the right baseline. Wow. And pumps it over the top of a defender. Mackenzie Smith from Greenville High. How about that move? Left wing wide open three for the Reavers. They bounce it high off the iron and it falls through for Alicia Mountain. Whew, those Reavers have been hot from the outside. 30-17. A 13-point lead for Iowa Western. 3:47 remaining in this first half of play. Great look by Moon.
Yeah, nice.
High low. That's Olivia White. That time was a little different look, Kevin, rather than just locking herself in the low post. She started in the high post, then they lobbed it, and she chased it down. Good play.
Yeah, it was kind of set up to be a pick and roll, but they didn't really have the pick, but Olivia still rolled, and she was open, and way to find her for the easy basket.
Well done. And now
yes,
here's a drive
and
a charging violation. And Olivia Casey, Olivia has been really the one that's been doing that this year, especially the last half of the season, taking those charges. And Johns plows right over that time.
A couple fans were up and cheering. Kinsey Jones sitting across the way. She's a teammate of Olivia's on Central and played here at MAC last year. Went on to Christian Brothers University in Memphis this year. Her and Rafaela, both here rooting on their MAC Cardinals.
The alma mater of MAC assistant Riley Palmer.
Yeah, that's right.
Now here's Moon in the backcourt. MAC can make it a single-digit game if they can score it right here, 30-19. The Reavers lead it. Olivia White with half a dozen, scored last time down. Moon just inside of the arc. Now plays it over to the right side. This is Kia Perry. Kia with a little, tiny little crossover and a little foul. And she, as she goes inside, Carmen Ramey, they say, got her right on the wrist. Boy, if you scout Kia Perry, she's got this little quick, tiny crossover where she goes right, left, and then starts her drive. Almost every time,
yeah,
you can't stay in front of her.
You're right. She gets the edge on her defenders most of the time that way. And that's why, you know, a lot of times you see her, she's going to the basket because she can get the edge and get to the basket.
Kia Perry's first free throw is up and in, a 60% markswoman from there on the year. And the lead is 10, 30-20. Iowa Western leading.
I was going to say, like you said earlier, in that region tournament against the number one seed, Three Rivers Raiders, she was vital to the win. She's played such a good game and was just huge.
She couldn't miss that day.
Oh, she was on fire.
She was.
Close to the basket, she made about every each one of those. So.
She did miss that one, though, and the margin stands at 10. Now here's a drive middle of the lane by Floyd. Jumps up with nowhere to go for the basketball and then finds somewhere to go. Oh, mercy. That was Jose Johns got that pass from Floyd, and I don't even know how that happened. A bouncer to Casey. Casey swings it right wing. Kia Perry does a great job leaping high to grab a hold of that one. The drive and then the kick to the right corner. A back up three for Dick. Missed it. And a backside rebound by Ramey. Ramey hands it over. Right now it's Floyd playing point. Floyd along that right wing stops, fires without a pass. This one sails over everything, and then diving out of bounds to try to save it back in was Tooks. And Iowa Western gives it back to MAC. Probably Lindsay Vanderhoof did not like that possession all too well. She probably has liked most of them, though.
Yeah, it's not been too bad of a night for her so far. And we got a nice substitution. Haley Wiener's coming back in for Laura Dick.
See a bunch of the Mineral Area College basketball players.
Yeah.
Lamar Morgan over there, Sean Roundtree, Mark Laros, I see. A bunch of the basketball players supporting the women.
They're still waiting to find out if they're going to possibly get an at-large bid, which they should find out in the next couple days.
Yep. We see some volleyball players as well. The volleyball team has done a terrific job supporting both basketball teams this year. 32-20, Iowa Western leading it here. Kia Perry on the right wing. Haley Winter lobs for White. White with a beautiful step to the middle, but missed the shot. Grabs the rebound. Stuck it back in.
Nice job.
Terrific work by Olivia White. She's got eight. And she's really been the offensive bright spot for this team. She leads them with eight.
Yeah, she was huge in that region tournament, and we're going to need her to really step up and play really well the rest of this game for the MAC to have a chance.
Casey tries to work over the top of the offensive player out of Paiju and just hooked her on the way by. So Olivia has her first personal foul. It'll be Iowa Western basketball right of the bucket along the baseline. Mountain to toss it in. Iowa Western runs a stack right side. Good work by Casey to step in there, but an even better job that time by Johns, who hooks another one in with a left hand. This gal has some skills now.
She's got some nice moves under the basket. She's really good with kind of hooking the ball up there, which is kind of a lost art in nowadays game.
And Mack, it seems like, as Winter launches a three. Oh, we don't need to run on any offense. Just give me the rock.
Yeah, I like that.
Haley Winter bombs away. She's got seven. And 34-25, the margin is nine. Still in favor of Iowa Western. Over to the left wing, this is Ania with it. Ania to the head of the circle. Mountain. Mountain swings to the right side. Floyd outside of the arc. Lobbing underneath. And White says no way and grabs it right away. Hands it off to Kia Perry. Perry, tippy toes across the timeline. Crossover move, gets to the left hand. Keeps the drive alive. Now flares out to the left corner. Looking to the head of the circle, Winter. Winter just bombed in the three-point shot last time down. 34-25. Iowa Western by nine. Spin move. Winter gets deep into the paint, but she slams it hard off the backboard, and it won't touch iron as Johns grabs a hold of the rebound for Iowa Western. Ania goes behind the back, bounces down to the left corner for Mountain. Back to Ania. Another three by Ania. Hit it again. Oh, have mercy. Dalia Ania with four threes in the first half. She's got 12, and that's the lead. 37-25 with a half a minute to play in the first half.
Well, and there was a defensive breakdown, too. She had absolutely nobody guarding her. She's wide open, and you can't let that happen.
That's a big swing in points right there. Mack gives it up, and then a three the other way. Moon tries a triple, missed it with 14 seconds left. That'll be Iowa Western basketball. Coach Vandehuff calls a timeout with 12 seconds left. 37-25, Iowa Western by 12, back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
The coach's cuck offering some counsel during the timeout. 37-25. It's a 12-point lead for Iowa Western. And the Reavers have the basketball. The winner goes to Lubbock to play in the NJCAA National Tournament that starts on the 20th. Full court pressure by Mineral Area College. Winter going to be the on-the-ball defender right here. And Mountain stands there to throw it in. Tries to get it to Floyd. Floyd quickly double-teamed, but turns it loose to Mountain. 9 seconds, Mountain across the timeline. That's to Adepaiju. Adepaiju plays it to Johns. Johns missed it. Winter has the rebound with three. Winter in the backcourt, gets to half-court, and will not shoot it. And we will go to the break with Iowa Western leading it by 12. 37-25 is our halftime score. And Kevin, it was an 11-0 start by Iowa Western, and then even up basically the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think we've still got a good shot this game. I mean, we took that first hit from them, and since then have played fairly well for the most part in this game. And I don't think the threes are going to keep flowing like they were early in the game for them. So I think as long as we play defense on them, and we let them shoot wide open, they're going to hit them. But we get out and play some defense. Get Olivia White, continue to get her going inside. I think she's going to be hard to stop inside, so I think that'll be important.
Six made threes, you said it. I mean, that's what a huge, huge shot that's been for Iowa Western, a team that averages 27%
three
on the year.
Right.
And then here you go. You scout that stuff, you learn that stuff, and then all of a sudden they start busting them loose. So, well, that's the way it's gone so far. 37-25, a 12-point advantage for Iowa Western. And we'll be back with your halftime show in 2 minutes right here on Supertalk 800.
Hey, folks, Mark Tody here for my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. What a store! It's definitely one of the biggest in the areas, and the selection, well, it's phenomenal. And listen, if you like selection, we know you do. If you like choices, if you like variety when it comes to looking for new furniture, then you'll love Patsy's. And the store looks great. One of the first things Jamie and Chris did when they took over was lower the prices. That's always a good thing, right? And let me tell you, those prices were already pretty darn good. Their goal? Very simple. They want to have the lowest prices in the area. They've brought in beautiful leather furniture for you to consider. They've moved things around so it's easier to get around. Listen, pretty much all of my furniture comes from Patsy's Furniture, including an awesome catnapper recliner that I just melt into. And oh yeah, one more thing. If you're a veteran or a first responder, they have a special discount just for you. So if you want great customer service, an awesome selection of furniture, and a great price, take my word for it. Go to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. Chris and Jamie are great people. I really like working with them, and so will you. And that's why I have no problems in recommending them to you for furniture or appliances. Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll! Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
An 11-0 start by Iowa Western in tonight's ball game, and it's a 12-point here at the half, so basically it's been an even ball game after that point, but Iowa Western came out sizzling from the three-point arc, and Kevin, a couple of players for the Reavers that really have impressed me, Dalia Ania, she's their point guard, and then Jazay Johns, a 6-foot freshman. I just really like her touch down there in the paint. She uses right hand or left hand with equal aplomb.
Yeah, and she does a nice job with the little kind of little hook shot in there, too. She scored a couple of baskets, being able to hook it in, and that's kind of a lost art, like I said, you know, amongst players nowadays, especially on the women's side.
And really good feet by Johns as well. So Ania leads everybody with 12 points. She's knocked down those four triples, and then Jazay Johns right behind her with nine. Malise Uchar has 7 points for the Reavers. Zaniya Jackson with two. Alicia Mountain hit a three. And Azaria Floyd with two. Also 2 points for Ali Verzani. The Mineral Area College Cardinals have gotten 1 point for Kia Perry. Haley Winter has 7. Mackenzie Smith with a nice move. She has 2. Shelby Moon hit a 3. And Allie Golden with 2 points. Jolie Carswell has a pair. And for the Cardinals, with only 25 first half points, if it weren't for Olivia White, they'd really be in trouble. Olivia missed a couple of shots, but then she came back strong. And even the ones that she missed, Kevin, she went back and had an offensive stick back on a good rebound. Olivia's done some nice work in the paint for Mac.
Yeah, they're just trying to get her going, you know, as much as she possibly can, because she's going to be key. I mean, she's going to control the interior of the paint in there. And she showed it in the region tournament that she's hard to, you know, to be stopped. And doing a good job tonight. We can keep her out there on the floor.
Big block shot for along the way as well. So that's the individual scoring. We're going to break down some of the other numbers, and there's going to be one key one that we tell you about coming up after this timeout. 37-25. It's a 12-point advantage for Iowa Western. We'll be back with more of your halftime show in 2 minutes right here on KREI.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, yeah. Peanut butter and jelly.
Jason, what are you singing about now?
Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green.
Yeah, yeah, Clarissa. We now have the peanut butter to our jelly at the Lettington store.
You brought your lunch?
No, but the competition better pack their lunch, and a big one, too. Fleegs Equipment in Lettington's now a Spartan dealer.
Spartan?
Yeah, Spartan. This mower is fast, smooth, comfortable, and boy, does it have the look. Like, hey, baby! Best of all, the price is sweet!
Well then, looks like I'll be styling, profiling, and mowing in style this season. Queen of the Green and her pretty mean machine.
Fleegs Equipment, see us today for all your lawn mowing needs with 2 locations to better serve you. See us in the Lettington store for the new Spartan line.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Online, fleegs.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
A good crowd here for this district national playoff game. The winner goes to Lubbock to play in the NJCAA National Tournament. Iowa Western with a great history of going there as well as finishing highly in that tournament. 37-25 is our halftime score. Still plenty of time to get on out to the Bob and watch a great second half comeback by the Cardinals in their push to go to the national tournament. Kevin, as we take a look at the stats, one of the ones or a couple of the ones that we usually pay attention to that kind of indicate how the game is going, rebounding and turnovers for Mineral Area College. Well, we've done a pretty good job there. There's one number, though, that really stands out in this game.
You're exactly right. I was really worried coming in about the offense, giving up offensive rebounds in particular. Both teams are even on that. Both teams have had four offensive rebounds. We're worried about turnovers. Yeah. Both teams are even. Both teams with five turnovers apiece. Good numbers for both teams. But the one area, the big difference here is the Reavers are shooting 7 for 12, 58% from the three-point line. Max 2 for 10, 20%. And so they've got five more threes, which is 15 points right there. And so I think that's going to have to be something they're really going to have to key on. Now, three of those came early in this game, and so that was that kind of catapulted them out to that big lead that they started out with. So since then, they've done a little bit better job for the most part keeping that down. But boy, they did have one defensive breakdown where they let was it Lanai, I think, open Anai
get
Ania. Get open for her fourth three of the game. So definitely got to keep wraps on her. And then I tell you what, if they can cut down the three-point play, keep playing like they have played, I think they've got a good shot of coming back.
If you double their percentage from the regular season from three-point land.
Yeah, it still wouldn't.
It's still not as high as what they're shooting
right,
in the ball game.
Right.
So I don't know. If you're Coach Cock in their locker room right now, are you saying, all right, they're shooting well tonight, we're going to have to change it up and go guard them out there? Or are you saying there's no way they can continue shooting like that, let's stay with our plan?
I think Coach Cuss is going to stay with his plan, but I think he's going to make sure that they are a little quicker reacting to covering that three. And some of it is screens, so they have to either switch up on those screens or do a better job of communicating and getting through those screens a little quicker, because some of them they're some good offensive sets where they're screening off trying to get that open look in that three, and we've kind of fell behind the screen instead of going over the top of it and leaving them wide open for the three. So I think they're going to make sure they have to get a top of that screen or switch on those screens.
So stay with the plan, but just focus a little
bit. I think that's it.
There you go. I like it. 37-25, our halftime score. The Iowa Western Reavers, ranked 25th in the country, have a halftime lead over your Mineral Area College Cardinals, the winner going to the national tournament in Lubbock, Texas. Back with more of your halftime in 2 minutes on KREI.
Pro Ball Cages and Activity Center in Ledington has it all. This huge facility has four batting cage nets, pitching machines, mounds, and two basketball goals. Pro Ball Cages and Activity Center has 3 to 6 year old basketball leagues in the winter and 3 to 7 year old indoor soccer leagues in early spring. You can rent the entire facility for any event, especially birthday parties. That's Pro Ball Cages and Activity Center in Ledington. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at ProBallCages.com.
Uncle Sam has nothing on Samson Ford. David Sism here from Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. I want to help you max your tax refund this March. That dollar will stretch further here this tax season. Trade in your old car and I will double your tax refund, up to $2,000 off MSRP of a new car, truck, or SUV. Now is the perfect time to get out of that car that's taxing you. I'm making it easier than ever. Trade in your old car now, even if you're still making payments, even if you owe more than it's worth, and I'll help you drive a nicer, newer car sooner than you ever thought possible. Come see me at Samson Ford Lincoln. Trade in your old car and I will double your tax refund, up to $2,000 off MSRP of a new car, truck, or SUV. Have you had trouble in the past? We work hard to get you approved on the car that's right for you. Double your tax refund, up to $2,000 off a nicer, newer car this tax season. Hurry, your deadline on this deal is March 31st. I'm David Sism, and this deal is only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. On the web at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval, net of all factory rebates. Double your refund, down payment, and instant savings off retail value. Offers do not combine.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
The Mineral Area College ladies have a chance to play their way into the national tournament in Lubbock starting on the 20th, but they're going to have to overcome a 12-point first half deficit, 37-25. The Mineral Area College men, well, they still have an outside chance at going to the national tournament. There are four at-large bids still available in the national tournament. And what a fun year, Kevin, and covering those men, 28-3. They fall in the region semifinals by 1 point to Three Rivers, who went on to win that region championship. Mac was ranked as high as fourth in the country. The last poll ranked ninth. The bad news for the men is that there have been a few teams ranked above them that have also lost, which means those teams may be in line before them to take those very, very few at-large bids. So yeah, we don't know yet.
And I think that there's two for sure already used up. One, I think we're pretty sure that's going to be used up. So I really think their hopes are on like one open slot, and there's still about five, six, seven games to go that you're going to have to hope that that all of those five, six, or seven, I'm not sure how many games are left, all those top teams win their game. So
I saw something out on Facebook today that you put out. You're going to have a golf tournament, I think, for the foundation. Is that right?
Yeah, so one of our oldest fundraisers we've had for a long time, and really one of the best golf tournaments in the area. And that's right. That's what I say.
Anyway.
I think it's the best. I really do think it is one of the best, if not the best, golf tournament in the area. You know, we consistently get about 40 teams playing in that every year, and so that's a pretty amazing feat. We normally have about we do have a morning session and an afternoon session. So first, let me tell you when and where. So first, it's May 10th. So that's coming up in a couple months here. So May 10th at St. Francis Country Club. We usually alternate that around from Crown Point to St. Francis and Terlac, so we can kind of just keep it bouncing. You know, give our give all the different courses in this area, you know, a part of it if at all possible. And so this year at St. Francis, they have an 8 a.m. Tee time for the morning session and a 1 p.m. tee time for the afternoon session. So we normally get about six or seven, eight teams in the morning and usually about 35, 36 in the afternoon. So it's a great tournament. We've got some great prizes. We're going to have even better prizes this year than we've ever had. A lot of cool prizes this year. I'm really excited. I'm going to be putting that out on Facebook as well, working out some deals with a couple of the local businesses to get some really cool stuff, you know, trying to get some cool Yeti coolers, maybe some neat grills, barbecue grills and fire pits. And
so you're telling me that even though I'm not a good golfer, I might still enjoy myself.
I'm telling you what, yeah, you have a good shot. If you come in and want to get some good prizes, come in and get a few of the raffle tickets we're going to have. Anyone, whether you're a golfer or not, can come in and buy raffle tickets. But we'll have some games on the course where, you know, say on a par three, if you hit the green, you can, if you buy, say, five tickets, you'll get 15 more for free. You know, and so we'll do some things like that to make it fun. And and also we give out about $1,800 in prize money, too, to the winning team. So a lot of tournaments, you know, especially charity tournaments, you don't get prize money. You might get a plaque or a picture or a thanks, good job, you won. We actually give out, let's see, $300 worth of prizes to the winning team, $200 to the second place team, and $100 to the third place team in three different flights.
Oh, wow.
So that's where it adds up. So you got $600 per flight in three different flights. So even if you're one of the worst teams out there, you know, you're
in the last flight,
you could still get first place and still win $300. So
pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting ready for the second half now. 37-25, the Reavers lead Mineral Area College. Iowa Western has the basketball as we start this second half of play. There's Ania, that dangerous point guard with the basketball, to Uchar on the left side. Uchar hands it off to Mountain. They look down underneath for Johns, but White does a nice job covering her up. Now Ania drives it in, scoops it on a backhand, a pass intended for Johns, and turned it over. Mack is on the run. White with a beautiful pass from Moon, and White catches it in stride, in traffic, and puts it in the basket.
That's so tough to do, and that's something she did in that regional tournament several times, catching it on the run, in the fly, you know, and is able to put it in the basket like that. Good job, Olivia White.
What a tremendous play, and Shelby Moon making a Hickey Winter-like
yes,
pass.
Yes, exactly.
Right there, 37-27. It's a 10-point ball game. Over to the right wing, Adepaiju with it. They enter it to Johns. She's three in the lane. Good defensive collapsing right there. Mack switching up the lineup here to start the second half. You've got Golden, Winter, and Casey, the original starters in the ballgame, but then you've got White and Moon joining them in this lineup. Ooh. And Moon quickly turns it right over. There's Ania swinging it over to the right side, and that is an easy layup right there by Uchar. So she's got points number 8 and 9, and the margin's right back to 12 at 39-27. Those are the turnovers that really cost you, those live ball turnovers, especially in the backcourt.
Yeah. You can't have any more of those in this game. I do like the pace, though. The pace is good in this game, in the second half so far.
Winter, triple. Oh, it was halfway down.
It was three-quarters of the way down. It was so close.
I think it had the North American spin around the basket rather than the South Pole one. And that's why it didn't fall down there. 39-27. John's going to work deep in the paint. A little tougher over the top of White. Can't score it. Rebound ripped down by Windsor. 39-27. 12-point advantage. Casey diving, but Winter threw a bad ball over to the right wing, and a couple of turnovers by Mineral Area College to start this third frame.
Yeah, you can't have that either. We've had two bad turnovers here that was just really both of them kind of unforced turnovers. So, I mean, she didn't need to make the pass like that. She could throw it with two hands and get there just as well.
Mack winners of five of the last six games. They rattled off 3-0 to claim the Region 16 championship. And now here's a drive right mid-post. Shot that won't go for Ania. Loose ball finally grabbed by White. Working in the backcourt. Moon threw a pass behind Casey there, but Casey does a nice job putting on the brakes and gathering it in. So top of the key, Moon calls out the play. And over to the left wing, this is Winter now. Winter to the top to Golden. Over to the right wing, another poor pass. This one's intercepted by Uchar, headed the other way. She's got Johns to her right, and now the layup on the right side won't fall, but the stick back will by Uchar. And Kevin, just three turnovers, two of them resulted in layups by Mack.
Yeah, three turnovers and one offensive rebound that resulted in a basket, so yeah.
Casey guarded three, missed it. Golden was there for the backside rebound, but it glanced off the iron. And now Iowa Western is on the run again. Right side layup, count it, and the Reavers are running away. Mountain gets the score right there. And there's Ania just orchestrating the whole thing as the point guard. 43-27. The lead now 16 points, and Gary Cuck has to call a timeout. 7:02 remaining in the third. 43-27. Iowa Western running away from Mack. And we'll be back after this 30-second timeout on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
.43-27. The lead is 16 for Iowa Western. Kevin, the Mineral Area College offense went right down in the paint to Olivia White to start this second half. Something that you talked about during halftime, that Mack had an advantage with White in the post. He thought, okay, we're on the right track, but three turnovers and kind of sloppy play, and the Reavers really made him pay.
Well, it really was, and unfortunately, I mean, sometimes you get forced turnovers where, you know, you're really being guarded so much and just things happen, you turn the ball over, but really, it was just three just really bad passes, and that's something, boy, you just cannot have trying to make this comeback here. And it gets more and more. As more you get down, just the more that can't happen.
And three layups by the Reavers. They lead it by 16 points, 43-27. Winter has the basketball at the left wing, works it to White at the free throw line. White tries to look to the right side. Nobody there, so back it out to Winter between the circles. Haley backs it out, looks for a drive, goes to the left hand, drives it in, stops, has a shot blocked by Johns. And the ball taken away by Iowa Western. Mountain is on the run. Now to the right wing, the trailer is Ania. Ania swings it back over to the right side. Uchar for three. Missed it. Johns has the rebound. Tries to play it back out front. Does so. That's to Uchar. Now to the head of the circle, Ania. Ania drives, jumps. Nowhere to go. Finally finds Uchar on the right wing. And Uchar just throws it off Casey and out of bounds. So Iowa Western will control right of the basket along the baseline. 6:25 remaining in the third. 43-27. Lunar Larry is going to need one of those huge runs like we saw at Moberly to stampede their way back in here. Top of the key, Ania. Ania, a two-handed chest pass to the right wing. Then she goes over to the left wing and receives that pass right back. Goes over her head, behind her head, on the bounce pass to the left baseline to Adepaiju, but she shoveled the feet and gives it back to Mac. The inbounds to White near half court, hands it right back to Winter. Winter going to set it up in the half court on the left wing, looking for White. Now bounces to her. Olivia elevates on the left baseline and fouled by Johns. Second foul on Johns. Olivia will go to the free throw line. And this will be the first chance we'll get to see Dominika Shiraka in the ball game. So Shiraka getting set to check in along with Laura Dick. Laura Dick got the start tonight with the illness from Shelby Moon. White's free throw perfect. Olivia shooting 57% from the free throw line on the year, and that's point number 11 for her right there. And here's our first chance to see Christelle Maiucci in the second half. She's from Zimbabwe. Olivia White back to the stripe. 11 points for her to lead. The Cardinals now 12. And another nylon on both of those shots. Full court pressure by Mack. Ania has the basketball in the backcourt. Mack will drop it back in their half-court pack line to man-to-man. Dribble weave by Iowa Western. The left wing, Ania. Ania looking underneath. Mineral Area College keeps everything outside. Adepaiju now to Ania. Sets the screen for a wide-open three. Ania missed it. Good work by Dick to go to get that rebound. Dick plays it over to Winter. Winter slashing down the middle of the lane. Euro step couldn't hit the layup on the right side. 43-29, Iowa Western leads. And gliding into the forecourt is Uchar. Uchar to the left wing mountain. She's outside of the arc, but now she'll drive it on Winter. And Dick slaps that one away. Winter's on the run, has Golden up ahead. A lob, White grabs it. Two steps, but no call. Nice. And plays it in again. What an incredibly difficult play for a 6'4 center
That's
to make.
That's what I'm
and
saying. She is so good at that. That's such a hard play for someone like that to make. But yet she makes it time after time.
And she makes it look easy, doesn't she, Kevin? So great work by Olivia White. She's got 14 and a nice look ahead that time by Haley Winter. 43-31. And a foul whistled against Mineral Area. This one going on Laura Dick. That's her second. Golden out, Carswell in. 4:48 remaining in the third. 43-31. A lot of work for the Cardinals to do. See if they can do it. And we'll be back the other side of this. 1 minute timeout on KREI.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Your source for all your local news, weather, sports, and information. We are the voice of Missouri's Parkland, AM 800, KREI, Farmington, Fredericktown, Irondale.
I'd like to say congratulations to the South Iron girls. Kevin, first time they ever went to the state Final Four, and they won a game. Got third place today.
Yeah, so nice job. Really proud of them. Kind of being the only local team in the kind of somewhat here in this area to make it this year. So proud of them to go and get third place.
Good win over Prairie Home yesterday. There's a back cut by Iowa Western right out of the timeout, and it's a hold by Mack. Probably a good hold because that was going to be a layup. Dominika Shiraka just grabbed a hold of her right there. 43-31, a 12-point advantage for the Reavers, and they've got the basketball. Dalia Ania. What a talent as a point guard. And she spins a pass over to the left wing to Mountain. Mountain is outside of the arc. They'll lob it out front to Naiochi. Naiochi over to the right side. Everything's outside of the arc right now. Mountain head of the circle. Ania looks for the drive and once again throws that backhanded pass over her head, behind her head, to Anucci this time. And Anucci hands it off. A shot right underneath the basket by Uchar. Looked like she got underneath the basket and was not going to have a good angle, but she is fouled by Carswell, so she's going to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, like you said, she was under the basket, so it would be difficult to score. It would take a heck of a play to go score there, but she got bailed out with the foul.
Uchar had a pretty nice first half with 7, and she's got 4 since the break, and now make it 5 as she dumps the free throw in. 12 points for Melise Uchar out of Ankara, Turkey, as Hannah Tallin checks in for Matt, giving White a little rest. We'd like to thank Unico Bank of Potosi, DeLozier, and Irondale, and Missouri Alliance Mutual of St. Genevieve and Perryville. Also, New Era Bank of Farmington for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball. District playoff game tonight on KREI. Uchar hits second free throw. She's got 13, and the margin is 14 points, 45-31. Left wing Shiraka, open 3, missed it just short. Tallin somehow got the rebound. She just outfought everybody else for it. Didn't have position, but just managed to scrap it away. Top of the key, Winter over to the left wing, Shiraka again. Carswell trying to carve out a spot underneath. Shiraka can't get her the ball. Now she does fire it down to left corner to Carswell. Carswell picks the dribble up, plays to Dick. Left corner 3, missed it high off the window. And then it skims over to Uchar as it comes off the rim. Uchar bounces it up ahead over to the left wing. This is Floyd. Spin it. 2 passes over to the right side. Adepaiju looks for the drive. Misses the left-handed runner. And Carswell grabs a hold of the rebound. Carswell to Winter. Winter always dribbling with the head up. The high is scanning the floor ahead. Shiraka another 3. Missed that one off to the right. And Uchar grabs the rebound again. That's why Shiraka's in there. Hopefully some instant offense to hit those threes. Over 2 so far today. Dominica shooting 36% on the year. Back cut right there, Mountain. Good help side by Tallin. Loose ball, though, taken down by Naiochi. Misses it, gets it back. Bumps into Dick. Couldn't sell the charge call. And now here's a drive by Uchar. Good job by Dick to stay in front. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Free throw line jumper. That's Adepaiju. Missed it. I don't even think hit the rim that time. Mack with a good defensive possession. It'll be Mineral Area College basketball as Jackson checks in for Iowa Western along with Tooks. And here comes Verzani checking in as well. Verzani, the only player on Iowa Western's team from Iowa. She's from Lawton, Iowa. Mineral Area College basketball trailing it by 14 points, 45-31. 2:42 remaining in the third frame. The winner goes to Lubbock to the national tournament. Winner to Dick, left wing. She's outside of the arc. Drives it, stops it, fires to Shiraka. Shiraka picks the dribble up, right back to Dick on the left wing. They're going to trade places. Laura ahead of the circle. Steps through, took 3 steps, no call. Carswell, right baseline jumper, wouldn't go. And the rebound taken down by Jackson. Jackson floats it up ahead. Mountain attacking from the left side. Back to Jackson, the trailer. She's outside of the arc. Kia Perry coming in, next dead ball. Over to the right wing. It's Tooks with the basketball. Tooks goes through her legs, backs it out behind the 3-point arc and plays to Jackson, who curls out behind her over to the left, or now right wing, and a drive by Tooks, and that's a pretty good take by Tooks, and she gets her first score on the layup, driving it right side of the lane, and the margin now back to its largest at 47-31. 1 minute and 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And there's Haley Winter driving on the right side, spins a 360, and throws it up from the left side with the left hand and fouled. So she'll go to the free throw line. Tremendous drive by Haley. She's got 9 points. Here comes Moon, Kia Perry, Allie Golden. Haley Winter will stay along with Tallin. Haley Winter at the free throw line. She's got 9, so looking for double figures here. Trying to chop that lead a little bit further down. Has it, rattled it home. Boy, Haley's Winter was such a closer, Kevin, during the Region 16 tournament. Seemed like every free throw they had to have, they got from her.
Boy, she was on fire, and that was big.
Timeout by Iowa Western. 1:48 remaining in the third period, 47-34. The Reavers lead the Cardinals. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? New Era Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Still big climb for this MAC team, 47-34, but over the last 10 games, this team has been nothing if not resilient. So they've come back from a funk in the season. We've seen them come back during a funk in games, but time running out. 1:48 remaining in the third, and 47-34, the Reavers of Iowa Western lead it here. Been very impressed with Iowa Western.
Yeah, I think right now the key, they've got to get, you got a minute 48, maybe try to get this game down to single digits. Yeah. So if they can do that, I think that would be a good sign for them.
Reavers basketball, Mac with a full court pressure right here in the backcourt. It's Floyd working against Moon. Floyd through her legs, crossover dribble, tosses it to Tooks, head of the circle. Tooks over to the right wing, that's to Uchar. Now back over to the left wing, Floyd still outside of the arc. Reavers working out along the perimeter now. Tooks head of the circle. Tooks over to the right wing. Jackson still outside of the arc. Nine on the shot clock. Head of the circle, Floyd looking for the drive now. Oh! Thought Moon ripped her off. They're going to say that Moon fouled her with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Just hoping for good hands right there, but must have just clipped her. That's the first one on Shelby. 1:23 remaining in the third. 47-34. The lead is 13 for the Reavers. They'll put it in play, left of the bucket along that baseline. It's Jackson. Jackson bounces it in to Uchar. Uchar, a one-handed bullet to the top of the key. Floyd. Shot clock had reset after the foul. Now we go back over to the left wing, and that's to Uchar. Uchar back to the top of the circle. Jackson, they play catch. Uchar for three. Looked good out of her hands. Nice rotation. Rattled it in and out, and Golden has the rebound. But then Golden has it stolen right away by Tooks. Then Moon wraps her up. And after all that, Mack will at least get him in the ultimate possession. 62 seconds remaining in the third period. 47-34. A 13-point lead by Iowa Western. Iowa Western has controlled it, but they've not slammed the door. Less than a minute to go. Moving in the backcourt. Dribbles it across the timeline, goes behind her back. Slashes down the middle, over to Haley on the left wing. Haley, a one-handed bullet to Tallene. Tallene, middle of the lane, slams her way down the right side of the lane, airmailed it. Golden has the backside rebound amongst a triple team. She tried to toss it outside to Moon, sailed it out of bounds, but Iowa Western touched it last. What a tough rebound for Golden right there.
Yeah, she's doing a good job getting those rebounds. On the other end, got a good job getting the rebounds. But she's got to be stronger after she gets it to make sure she can kind of push through or utilize her dribble to get out of trouble there.
Tallene out, White in. 41 seconds remaining in this third period. Here's Kia Perry, head of the circle. Kia Perry looking at Moon on the left wing. Moon calls out the play, keeps the dribble alive over to the right side. Wide open three, Winter! Just off the lip of the iron. White has the rebound. Stick it in. And she's going to the line. So the three-pointer will not fall. But perhaps Olivia White says, I've got your 3 points right here.
Yeah, big play. You know, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't take her out of the game. She's so doing so strong. And it seemed like when she goes out, we kind of got to run down a little bit. When you get her back in the game, she does stuff like that. That was huge.
Second foul on Ali Verzani. And the MAC Cardinals, Kevin, as you said, you just want to chip away here at the end of the third. If they can make it even a 10-point game and hit
right.
this free throw, that's just a little perhaps psychological advantage
right.
headed to the fourth.
Right.
So White to the free throw line, and what a game she's played. 16 points for Olivia White. Far and away the leading scorer on her team and the leading scorer in the game as well. Olivia back to the stripe, dips it, flips it, and she hits it. Olivia White with 17. Full court pressure by Mack. 25 seconds remaining in the third frame. 47-37, Iowa Western by 10. This is Floyd running the show. She's got it at the head of the circle, guarded by Winter. Floyd curling off the screen, now drives right of the lane. Layup right side. Oh, got that one to go. Good take by Azaria Floyd. But Mack with a chance to score at the end of the third. Here's Winter coming down the floor with 6-5. Haley, top of the key, has moved to her left with 3-2. Kia Berry, right wing, throws up the runner at the buzzer and missed it short. So we go to the fourth, and Mineral Area will go there down by 12. 49-37. Iowa Western leads Mack. The winner goes to the Nationals. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main and Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
Iowa Western, Kevin, has outplayed the Cardinals. What they've not done is slam the door, though. Striking distance down 12? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, well, like we said in the beginning of the games, so you're saying there's a chance. Yeah. I think at this point, there's still a good chance.
And Mineral Area College will not have the basketball because they lost that tie-up earlier. They gained that tie-up after losing the ball, so it'll be Reavers basketball as we start this fourth quarter. 49-37. Iowa Western leads here. Johns is back in the ball game. She looks for a back pick pass to Mountain on the back cut, but that won't be completed, but it's slapped out off of Mineral Area. So Iowa Western basketball right of the bucket along the baseline. Uchar to put it in play. Fires it back out to Mountain, head of the circle. Mountain swings it over the right side. Kia apparently nearly had it on a rip and run. That created an open jump shot. Look, wouldn't go, but Johns taps it out. And Mack has it back. Starts with the first shot. Starts with the first defensive set.
Yep. So far, so good. I mean, one possession, one defensive stop. Now we got to come down the offensive end and execute on the offensive end.
Haley Winter bringing it down the floor. Our stats refreshed from Coach Randy Skaggs for us to start the fourth quarter of play. Kevin will take a peek at some notables for us as Haley drives down the right side of the lane against the double team. She had that shot blocked by Uchar. Uchar did a great job with a little help side defense right there and smacked that one right back to Haley. And now it's Iowa Western basketball, leading it by 12, 9 minutes remaining in regulation. And Johns spins. Moon slaps the ball away from her, then dives out of bounds. Tapped it right there along the baseline. Anything notable on that, Kevin?
Well, again, the offensive rebound turnovers are, again, about equal. Three-point shots. Both teams have shot 16 so far in the game. The difference is the Reavers have made 8. Mack's only made 2 out of 16.
Yeah. Six shot difference, an 18-point difference on threes right there. So here's Ania. They run a double team at her, and she steps just inside of the arc, misses that one. Haley Winter has the backside rebound. Winner in the backcourt. Floats it up ahead. Here's Moon. Moon now attacks from that right wing. She's outside of the arc. Backhand announcer Golden. High low look. Winter. Or beg your pardon, White. White does a great job grabbing the basketball, but she's fouled on the floor. And Kevin, just the fact that she was able to gain possession of the basketball was a tremendous athletic play.
You know, for a tall girl, she's got great hands. You know, she's able to catch that ball there and make a good move around, and she got fouled on her way up to the basket.
The other part of that is her teammates know that.
Yeah.
And so they've got confidence in throwing that thing to
her. Yeah, that's huge.
So Winter has it right of the bucket along the baseline. Trouble getting it in. Finally does to Moon. Moon in the right corner. Now here's Golden. Golden to Kia Perry at the head of the circle. Kia pulls up. Her feet right on the arc. And she drained it. And Kia Perry has her first made field goal in the ball game. She's got a free throw as well. 49-39. The margin is 10. Floyd running point. Gets by one defender. Throws to Mountain, right corner three. Won't go. Kia Perry with a long rebound. Mack trying to push tempo right here. Kia Perry into the forecourt. Plays it back to Moon. Wide open three. Yes, ma'am! Shelby Moon! Moon ball number two. And we've got a seven-point game. 49-42. Transition bucket not available for Iowa Western. Mack ties him up, and the Cardinals have it back. And the Bob trying to come to life here. 49-42, a seven-point advantage for Iowa Western. Mineral Area College with a little push here. A little 5-0 run. Still 8 minutes left. The trip to Nationals on the line. Haley Winter trying to get the ball into somebody, anybody. Finally, she throws to Moon. And after she had released the ball and thrown it in, then the official blew the whistle for the 5-second count. Now I'm just accounting what happened. I think it was a 5-second count. It was a long time. 49-42, a chance for Mack right there, though, Kevin. And they give it back on the 5-second count. A lob in for Floyd. Iowa Western by 7 with the basketball. Top of the key, Mountain over to the right wing. A lob underneath. Poor pass, and Winter goes in to steal it away. Haley in the backcourt. Winter has Moon to her left. Moon lobs it underneath White. Oh, a terrific job by Johns to slap it away. And a turnover by Iowa Western. Mack will have it back. This crowd really trying to help these Cardinals here. And you kind of had a feeling that Ania was going to be back in the game quickly.
Yeah, she wasn't out too long.
Ania, tremendous talent. 12 first half points. Runs the point for this team. Leads them in steals and assists as well. And Gary Cupp calls a timeout. 7:33 remaining in the fourth. 49-42. Iowa Western leads. Mineral Area College basketball. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, Mineral Area College in the midst of an 11-2 run right now. They've made a 16-point deficit down to 7 anyway, 49-42. And the Cardinals have a timeout to try to draw something up good right here. A couple of shots have fallen. Kia Perry hit a 2. Shelby Moon hit a 3. And Olivia White has just been a steady, if not dominant, presence the entire game. 49-42 the score. Let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a moment. Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton. LaPlante Carpet of Park Hills. And Sam Sism Ford Lincoln of Farmington. Kirby trying to get the fans all charged up with his antics.
Yep.
His or her, I think his. Kirby's a male name, right?
Yeah.
It's not an androgynous name. Right,
no.
Okay.
No.
Mack basketball. White, Winter, Perry, Kia Perry, Moon, and Golden. The five on the floor. For the Cardinals, Winter looks for Golden, can't find her. Instead, she'll go to White. Winter gets it right back. Winter, top of the key now. 7.5 minutes remaining in regulation. 49-42, a seven-point advantage for Iowa Western. Winter, dribble weave handoff. This is Perry. Left elbow jumper, missed it long. And diving in for the rebound is Uchar for Iowa Western. Haley Winter trying to put on a one-woman press right there. She makes it difficult for Iowa Western, but some fancy dribbling by Ania gets it into the forecourt, and she creates a layup chance for Adepoju. 4 points for Lottie, and what a talent this Ania is. And the lead is back to 9 for Iowa Western, 51-42. Ball's kicked by the Reavers. Mack has it near sideline. Boy, a chance for Mack to make it a 5 and maybe a 4-point game, but instead, Ania creates that fast break down there, and the margin is back out to 9 as Kia Perry slams her way in. Golden left elbow jumper, and she's got that one to go. Allie Golden has 4. Terrific setup by Kia Perry there. And now Mountain's on the run. Mountain over on that right wing. 51-44. The lead is 7. 6:40 remaining in regulation. A drive down the middle of the lane, and they're going to catch Mack with a blocking foul. That was Uchar driving it in. And the whistle's going to go against Olivia White. Just her first personal. So to the free throw line goes Uchar. Uchar with 13 points in the game tonight. Make it 14. That lead stretched back out to 8. Uchar, a 72% free throw shooter on the year. Here's the next one. Missed it, rattled it in and out, and Haley's got the rebound. Mineral Area College basketball trailing it by 8. Winter, top of the key, looks for a drive. Takes it down to the left low block. Good defense to stay in front by Mountain. White calling for it. Golden, left elbow jumper, the place she just hit it. Missed it, but then a loose ball, and it's slapped back by Golden and off of Iowa Western. So even though Allie didn't hit the shot, Kevin, the girl never stops. She never gives up, and she found a way to scrap the basketball back.
Yeah, it was a scrappy play there by Allie Golden to be able to stay with that, get the ball back, and retain the possession for the Cardinals.
Dominika Shiraka checks in for Kia Berry. Be a nice time to get heated up. Dominika from the outside. White goes from the high to low post off the inbound. They lob it to her mid-post, and the ball deflected out of bounds. And that Jose Johns is such a jumping jack. She is just bouncy all over the place.
Yes, she is. But she's kind of limping around a little bit now. She might injure herself a little bit on that play.
Favoring that ankle after slapping the ball out of bounds. And they'll quickly get somebody in for her now. And it's Maya Bowl in for the first time in the ballgame. 5'11 freshman from Charlotte, North Carolina.
I got to say, it's probably a good thing for Mineral because she's such a good interior presence.
Bullet pass to Moon. She's got it in the right corner. They'll let her shoot that three. She'll take it. Missed it. White tapped the rebound to herself, trying to work it back outside to Golden. Head of the circle to the right corner, Moon. Now they'll work it as a team. Bouncer back up to the top to Winter. White trying to post up middle of the lane. Now she'll clear out. Haley keeps the dribble alive. Left wing, Shiraka. Shiraka backs it out. Dribbles to the head of the circle. 52-44, an 8-point lead for the Reavers. Winner looking for White, not available. Now she'll look for the drive with 6-5. Haley gets it all the way through, hooks it up, missed it. What a nice idea by Haley that time, and just couldn't quite get it to go through. Ania brings it into the forecourt. Now they're working to the top of the key. Adepoju to the left wing, Mountain. They'll get it right back to their point guard, Ania. Ania just inside of the arc, 18-footer, good as gold. Nice shot by Ania. That is her first second-half score, and the lead swells back to 10, 54-44, and Ania just picked off Moon, ripped her clean, and runs it to the other end for back-to-back layups. The kind that kills. 56-44, the ladies have worked so hard to get back in this game. And a couple of layups. It's going to make it awful tough now. Under 5 to play. The three-pointer missed by Winter. 56-44. Iowa Western with a lead in the basketball. And curl it to Adepoju now to the left wing. Ania. Ania looking underneath. Nobody there now. Mountain swings it to the right wing. Uchar. Uchar back to Ania. Head of the circle. Ania drives past Moon. Kicks to the right baseline. Jumper will not fall for Adepoju. And Moon clears the rebound. Moon, a little help from Golden now to bring it across the timeline. Allie back to Moon near half court. Moon going to call out the play. Shiraka gets involved in the left wing. Winter now with a cut to the top of the key. Drive spins all the way through. Layup for Haley Winter. She's got 12. The lead is 10, 56-46. 4:09 remaining in regulation. And Hannah Tallene going to come in next dead ball. Dalia Ania has the ball in her right hand. Swings it to the right wing. Mountain. Mountain to the top of the key to Uchar. Uchar to the left wing. Ania. Ania guarded by Moon. Trying to break her down off the dribble. Good help side defense by Golden to keep Ania in front. 6 on the shot clock now. And the ball's outside of the arc to Uchar. Uchar drives the right baseline. Wraps it around off the window. Wouldn't go. And the rebound's taken down by Shiraka. Shiraka in the backcourt. Finds Golden. Golden driving it into the forecourt. Haley Winter head of the circle, and it's stolen from behind by Ania, and Ania's headed the other way for another easy layup. This kid is quite a talent.
Yes, she is.
18 points for Dalia Ania out of Barcelona, Spain. Here's a drive by Winter, gets it down to the right low block, spins into a double team, and is fouled. This whistle going against Uchar. I think Ani has been the difference in this game, Kevin. She busted those threes early. She's the one that's come up with some steals and some buckets here late as Mineral Area College has threatened, and she is just a freshman. 58-46. The margin is 12 as Iowa Western leads. 3:15 remaining in regulation. Winner has the basketball, fires it into Golden. Golden now curls it to Winter. Haley for three. Haley Winter says we might go, but we're not going quietly. 15 points for Haley Winter. 58-49. The lead is 9. Under 3 to play. Top of the key, Floyd. Floyd watched by Moon. Now to Jackson on the right wing. Smith going to come in next dead ball. Back to the left wing, Mountain. They play catch out along the perimeter. Jackson to Mountain. They lob it underneath now. And there's a layup right side by Maya Bull. It's pretty nice stuff. Lob it high post, low post. 60-49. The lead back to 11 for Iowa Western. Haley Winter. A challenge three. Back-to-back bombs. And the Wonder from down under. Dragging her team deep into the fourth quarter. The lead is 8 for the Reavers and a tie-up. Iowa Western will have it on the alternate possession. The Haley Winter just won't go down without emptying all the bullets. 60-52. Iowa Western on top. They've got the basketball. 94 feet away. And a timeout now by Lindsey Vanderhoof and Iowa Western. 2:22 remaining in the fourth. 60-52. Iowa Western by 8 with the basketball. We'll be back in 1 minute on KREI.
Money, 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 money.
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings, our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes, did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously, that's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at fliggs.com. Money.
Iowa Western on top here with the basketball. 2 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in this ball game. And without some miraculous things happening, 2 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in max season as Golden goes through Destiny Tooks, trying to get the steal right there. Max going to have to foul him a few more times to even put him at the free throw line. Only the second team foul for Mineral Area here in the fourth quarter. And the first one on Allie Golden.
The only problem is that one was with 5 seconds left on the shot clock, and you want to do it a little sooner. If you're going to foul, do that a little sooner if you can. Another thing, too, is I looked like they had a 10-second call. It looks like the clock was at 18 seconds when they got the ball across the half-court line.
Verani fires it in from right of the baseline to Ania. Ania going to play it right back to Verani. Now they swing it to the right wing, Mountain, back to the top of Ania. Ania driving it on Smith, Smith-Elder. So the foul goes against McKenzie Smith. Boy, this Ania. What a tremendous combination of a gal. Now, our sample size is one game. But in this game, what a combination of a gal that can shoot it, drive it, and pass it.
I would take her on my team any day, that's for sure. She's a good player.
A little bit like Haley Winter, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Moon checks in. Sharaka checks out. And there comes Olivia White back in. A minute and 54 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Reavers with the basketball and that 8-point advantage. And there's a drive right down the middle lane off the inbound. The shot, though, will not fall for Adepaiju. And now as Mineral Area gets the basketball on the rebound. The foul going against Iowa Western. Now, Mack won't go to the free throw line either. They're not on the bonus yet either. And this whistle going against Alicia Mountain, her second. Well, that would be nice if we were going to the line. We could make it a 6-point game with 1:48 left. Put a little game pressure on them anyway.
Well, they're going to have to pick up the pace now. Like a minute 45 here. You got to get 8 points in.
Winter calls for it. She's got on the left wing. The offense comes to a standstill now, and Haley's got it at the top of the key with 1:35 remaining, and Mack trailing it by 8 points. Haley slashes down the right side of the lane, can't hit the layup. She was driving it into traffic right there, and it's Iowa Western basketball. Mountain brings it up the floor, 1:23 remaining in our contest. Head of the circle, Floyd. Mineral Area College not fouling here, down 8, 1:15 remaining. And Mountain looks to enter it to the left post, but it's stolen away by Golden, and then Golden has the ball stolen right back away by Adepaiju and fouled her. Second foul on Allie Golden. 60-52. Kevin, the effort's been there tonight. The girls have faced some adversity, and I think they have come back fighting every time out. Iowa Western has shot a little bit better than Mack. That's really been the story.
Yeah, I agree. I think they've played well. I mean, it's just they haven't been able to hit those threes, and the Reavers have been able to hit those threes.
Iowa Western went up 11-0. The rest of the time, Mack's outplayed him by 3 points.
Yep.
And now it's a left corner three by Ania. Holy smokes, she did it again. Blackjack for Dalia Ania. She's got 21. Well, and now there's that 11-point margin. The first 11 points of the game scored by Iowa Western. They lead by 11, 63-52. Hook shot, White got it to go. Olivia White with 19. And well, Olivia White and Haley Winter have been just tremendous bright spots for this team tonight. With White, 19. Haley Winter, 18. Another three from the left corner. And this one is buried by Mountain. 8 points for Mountain. And 66-52, a drive by Winter. Hook shot that won't go, but a blocking foul against Iowa Western. 66-54. Iowa Western looking to improve to 24-8 and looking to advance to the national tournament in Lubbock. 2 years ago, these two teams played for the same rights, and it was Iowa Western knocking Mack off in overtime of that one. Winter sinks the free throw. And Haley Winter going to conclude her career for the Cardinals, much like she played all the way through, full on.
Oh, yeah.
And a major impact player. She's got 19 with one more coming. 66-55. The lead is 11 for Iowa Western. They scored the games. It seems unavoidable at this point. They scored the game's first 11 points. That's the lead now with 21 seconds left as Winter hits the free throw, and she's got 20. And Shiraka will check in for her. And a show of appreciation by these Mineral Area College fans on a terrific career for Haley Winter as she finishes her final game with 10 points. 66-56. Iowa Western brings it across the timeline. Ashley Ramey getting her first check of the action. Handling the basketball for Iowa Western. 7 seconds remaining. 66-56. And that'll be the final score in the final game of the season for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. With 6:26 remaining in the first quarter of play, Iowa Western led this game 11-0. For the remaining 34 minutes and 34 seconds, Mack outscored them by one.
Yeah, that's, well.
And that's the way it went.
Yeah,
tonight.
That's the way it went again. And I think, you know, we've talked about it through most of the game, and it continued throughout the game that it really came down to three-point shooting. And the Reavers hit theirs big shots, and Mack just couldn't hit theirs.
Yeah. And Dalia Ania, Kevin, led that charge in hitting those early threes. She had four early threes in the first half, tacked on another one late, but had three steals there after Mack had closed down. Mack trailed by 16 points.
Right.
And closed it down on an 11-2 push, made it a seven-point game. And then it was Ania with the steals and the runouts after that. She was the player of the game, I thought, today.
Oh, I definitely agree. I mean, in all aspects of the game, you know, shooting the ball, playing great defense, got some big-time steals. And, yeah, I think that was a huge part.
Now, for Mineral Area College, they got a couple of performances out of some ladies that certainly are going to be worthy of note. And Haley Winter leads the way tonight, I think appropriately so, with 20 points. And she represents the best of what this program has been over the last few years. But Olivia White perhaps represents the future, as she'll be a sophomore next year. And she ends her freshman season with a 19-point outing. And Boy, she did so many things, Kevin. She was able to play in the half court and get some great looks there. We saw some good post moves from her there. But also the way she was able to run the floor and score in transition was very impressive as well.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier, about a post player that can run the floor as well as she can and then receive a pass while you're running the floor and be able to convert that and score. She's so good at that. She's fast. She's got a nice-looking jump shot. She's got sometimes needs to be more strong with the ball underneath and taking it strong to the basket. But she's definitely got a lot of tools to, you know, to look forward to for next year. That'll be a good block to build on there next year for sure.
We'll have your post-game show coming up here in just a few. Our final score tonight, 66-56. Iowa Western defeats Mineral Area College, and the ladies' season comes to a close at 16-16. The Reavers move on to Nationals at 24-8. Your postgame show after this timeout on KREI.
Hey, folks, Mark Tody here for my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. What a store! It's definitely one of the biggest in the areas, and the selection, well, it's phenomenal. And listen, if you like selection, we know you do. If you like choices, if you like variety when it comes to looking for new furniture, then you'll love Patsy's. And the store looks great. One of the first things Jamie and Chris did when they took over was lower the prices. That's always a good thing, right? And let me tell you, those prices were already pretty darn good. Their goal? Very simple. They want to have the lowest prices in the area. They've brought in beautiful leather furniture for you to consider. They've moved things around so it's easier to get around. Listen, pretty much all of my furniture comes from Patsy's Furniture, including an awesome catnapper recliner that I just melt into. And oh yeah, one more thing. If you're a veteran or a first responder, they have a special discount just for you. So if you want great customer service, an awesome selection of furniture at a great price, take my word for it. Go to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. Chris and Jamie are great people. I really like working with them, and so will you. And that's why I have no problems in recommending them to you for furniture or appliances. Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Back at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, 66-56, Iowa Western over Mineral Area College in this one. And great to be joined by assistant coach Todd Cuckdale. I thought this was interesting, Todd. Iowa Western scores the game's first 11 points over the first 6:26. The remaining 33 minutes and 34 seconds, you guys beat them by 1 point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't look at it like that.
Kind of weird how that happens. And here's a team that shoots 27% from three on the year.
Right.
And really the difference is the way they shot threes tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We didn't expect that to happen at all. In fact, you know, Iowa Western was ready to go, and they played better tonight than we probably have about five games film on them. And they played better tonight by far than in any of those five games that we watched. I don't know that if we took them lightly in watching those games or if we were nervous or what the situation was, but they came ready to go, and they punched us right in the mouth.
You were down 16, though, and you go on an 11-2 push. I think in some games this season when you've fallen down, made a few errors, you know, it kind of gets to the players. But I thought they showed fight all the way tonight. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, I think they showed fight. I think at times, you know, in the fourth quarter, we were not – and really for the whole game, we were not we didn't know how to handle good things. You know, we were not handling. We'd have something good, and then they would get something good right back at us.
Sometimes it's difficult to deal with prosperity, right?
Right. Yeah, that was the word I was looking for. Yeah, we had a hard time dealing with prosperity tonight, and you know that's the way it is. That's why you toss the ball up.
You had two players that really shined tonight. Haley Winter goes out. She didn't leave any bullets in the gun tonight. She scored 20, and you know, she wasn't quitting, and I thought it was representative, really, of her career as a Mineral Area College Cardinal that she was never going to give in.
She would never give in, and she actually, no reason we lost, but she did not have the greatest of game, even though she had 20. She forced some things, you know, trying to get going, trying to get things to happen and whatnot, and you know, she she plays a little better game, and we get some more confidence. You know, the other girls feed off of her, and you know, I think she got frustrated at times, especially early in the game. She got frustrated, but you know, she still played hard and had a good game.
You know, the other player too, we think about Haley, a representative of so many of the good things that have happened over the last 2 years in the program, and a peak maybe at next year. And Olivia White with 19 points, and Coach, she blocked a few shots, but what she was able to do just in the half court and posting up, and the way she's able at 6'4 to run the floor and catch balls in transition and not travel, I was really impressed with her.
Yeah, and that's something we worked on, and one of the things that early in the season and midway through the season that our sophomores didn't understand is that she needs to catch when she can do it in stride, not have to put it on the floor. That's, we got to wait for her to get to that point. You know, last year having Janika Mason, you could throw it to her 28 feet from the basket as early as she got open. You know, hey, Janika, here it is, and she could do good things with it. You know, they're two different kind of players, and Olivia White is not Janika Mason, and never will be. You know, Janika had different skill set. So we want to get Olivia the basketball closer to the basket, around the basket, and things like that. But she can't, you know, she can. She's a good athlete, and she can get a lot done.
I know that at times, and let's reflect on the season for a moment if we can. I know at times it was frustrating. You're wondering when it's going to come together, but you came into tonight's ball game, winners of 5 of 6. You roll through the Region 16 tournament. You're able to avoid a losing season, certainly. But the way that this team finished the season, I don't know. Were you able to see it coming? Were you able to see the fact that, hey, we can close this thing strong here?
Well, I really thought we had a good chance of winning tonight and going on. And I felt in watching, gave that vibe off to the kids that, hey, you know, this might be easy. I doubt it, but I never would think that. But in looking back on, you know, the years of, you know, being in the regional final or being in this district game or anything like that, I really thought that this team had the best shot out of all the teams, even though we've had much more talented teams and much, I don't know, teams that took care of the ball a lot better. But I just thought in watching the film that we had an outstanding chance to be able to go on from here, and I really felt good about it tonight, coming in tonight. But
in winning 5 of 6 to get to this point, every victory you had was against a team that you lost to earlier this year. What do you feel like was the key to the turnaround this year?
Well, maybe we ought to play 2 out of 3 in this series right here.
I told Coach Cuck, I wish that you'd have played Iowa Western earlier and they'd have beat you.
Yeah.
But what do you think, you know, kind of got the team going in that right direction?
I don't know what one thing started it, but once they kind of got to trusting one another and got to, you know, I don't know this for a fact, but there might have been a little bit of snipping at one another at times in the middle of the year, and as we're taking sophomores off the starting lineup and putting freshmen in and that kind of thing, that it caused a little friction. But then when they got to trusting one another and got kind of, I don't know if you'd say rededicated or confidence or something going, and just was like accepting their roles, that could be the turning point, because we did start playing better, and then we got confidence, and that, you know, helped us play even better.
You lose Hannah Tallene, you lose Jolie Carswell, Laura Dick, another sophomore, Haley Winder, certainly, and I'm hearing that also Olivia Casey already has her degree, so, you know, she'll be able to move forward with her education. But you've got a lot of nice sophomores that you can build with for next year's team, and I know you feel really good about your class coming in too.
Yeah, we do. We're, you know, we've got 6 or 7 signed. I'd have to count them and bore you to death by going by name, but so we got 6 or 7 signed, and you know, there will be 4, and I don't know for sure if Olivia Casey's leaving, but I would say it would be in her best interest if there's no more classes around here to take, unless she is absolutely dead set on playing basketball at a 4-year school. She might need another year here, yeah. But we feel good about a lot of things, and you know, we've got some good pieces as far as especially perimeter pieces, and you know, we could use another person or two with some size, but we're in pretty good shape right now.
Coach, it's been fun to cover your team once again. I want to thank you and your dad and your coaching staff and your players for allowing us to cover you this year and letting us in a little bit, and we look forward to it again next season.
Well, we appreciate you guys.
You betcha. Todd Cuck joining us. Thanks. On the postgame show. And let's go ahead and take a look at some of the other numbers in this one. And you heard that Haley Winter leads her team in scoring with 20. Olivia White had 19. Shelby Moon with 6. Mackenzie Smith with 2. Jolie Carswell had 2. Allie Golden with 4. And Keandra Perry with 3. The Iowa Western Reavers are led on a tremendous performance by Dalia Ania. She scored 21 points in this game. Melise Uchar scored 14. 9 for Jazza Johns. Destiny Tooks with 2. Maya Bull with 2. 2 for Allie Verzani. Azaria Floyd with 4. Alicia Mountain had 8. Lottie Adebotu had 4, and Zaniya Jackson with 2. You heard Kevin and I talk throughout the broadcast tonight that three-point shooting was really one of the big differences in this game, and Iowa Western finished above 50% in that category, 10 out of 19. They were 52.6% from 3 overall. They were 48%, so shot better from 3 than they did even overall. And the Mineral Area College Cardinals, well, it was a little tougher shooting night for them. 37%, 22 for 59. They were 5 for 21 outside of the arc for 24%. Did a nice job at the free throw line, 7 for 8. Mack had been bothered by turnovers and rebounding all year, and tonight they did a nice job with that. They won the turnover battle, 14 to 13, and they hung in there on rebounds as the Reavers were able to collect 37 of those to only 30 for Mineral Area College. Barring the men getting an at-large berth in the national tournament, this will be our final broadcast for Mineral Area College this year. It's been an absolute delight for me to cover the Cardinals and bring them to you each and every night on regional radio. And I want to thank Kevin Thurman for joining me on our broadcast and providing the color commentary, doing an absolutely tremendous job for us this year, not only running the foundation here at MAC, but a former Mineral Area College player and graduate from here at Mineral Area College. Nobody knows the college and loves the college any more than Kevin. And I appreciated his insights throughout the season right here on Super Talk 800. The Mineral Area College Cardinal ladies close the season at 16-16, and they fall in the district playoff game just shy of going to the national tournament for the first time in school history, 66-56 against Iowa Western. My thanks as well to Christian Cooper back at the studio engineering and operating our game tonight. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope that your team had a great season. Now I'm going to go join mine.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
Uncle Sam has nothing on Samson Ford. David Sism here from Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. I want to help you max your tax refund this March. That dollar will stretch further here this tax season. Trade your old car and I will double your tax refund, up to $2,000 off MSRP of a new car, truck, or SUV. Now is the perfect time to get out of that car that's taxing you. I'm making it easier than ever. Trade in your old car now, even if you're still making payments, even if you owe more than it's worth, and I'll help you drive a nicer, newer car sooner than you ever thought possible. Come see me at Samson Ford Lincoln. Trade in your old car and I will double your tax refund, up to $2,000 off MSRP of a new car, truck, or SUV. Have you had trouble in the past? We work hard to get you approved on the car that's right for you. Double your tax refund up to $2,000 off a nicer, newer car this tax season. Hurry, your deadline on this deal is March 31st. I'm David Sism, and this deal is only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. On the web at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval, net of all factory rebates. Double your refund, down payment, and instant savings off retail value. Offers do not combine.
Pick 103.
You're under center with me, Mark.